Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, everybody. Tim Miller from The Bulwark. We had breaking news while I was live on MS Now. Donald Trump has decided to endorse Ken Paxton in the Texas Senate primary. I get into on the show what I think the implications are for that Senate race. I think it's good news, mildly, for Tallarico. It's still going to be an uphill battle. I think that it's telling that Donald Trump feels need that he needs to shore up support with his MAGA base. So we get into all that. But what I wanted to focus on here for you guys is how absolutely embarrassingly humiliating this is for John Cornyn. Big John Cornyn. You remember that? Some of you guys might not remember that. You might not remember that. Let's go find the old video.
He came down off the bench after doing his time. He fought heathens and hellions and all kinds of crime. He was just getting started and a long ways to go. We sent him to Washington to the really big show, Big John.
Big John, Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
The Senate wasn't ready, said pay your dues. That, John, sit down, friend. I got some big news. You see, I'm from Texas, where we do things quick. And the way this place is run is about to make me sick. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big Bad John. Big John. Big Bad John. He's a big guy. He's got a schlong. He rides on a big horse. He's got a big hat. He's a man. Big Bad John. John Cornyn. We can get behind him. He's not a cuck. He is not the president's man bottom. He doesn't wear panties. He's a man. He's Big Bad John. He speaks for himself. Well, Big Bad John has been laying prostrate before the president of the United States, licking his feet, saying, "Yes, sir, Mr. Trump, sir, whatever you need, sir, I'll be wee little John for you. As long as you endorse me in this primary, I'll do whatever you want." What are some things that Big Bad John has done recently? Here's a selfie of him pretending to read The Art of the Deal to try to get support from Trump's fanboys and girls. Yeah. Big Bad John. He's not in the big hat anymore. He's in an oversized jacket, sitting around pretending to page through Trump's book. "Because I love you, sir. Love me too. I'll read your book." If that's not enough, Big Bad John, just one week ago, in order to make Trump happy, said, "Sir, I have a new bill that will upgrade one of the nation's longest highways here in Texas, because everything's bigger in Texas, except for me, and we are going to rename that highway after you. Texas is Trump country, and this bill cements POTUS's legacy by designating 1,800 miles of open road to forever be known as the Trump Interstate," he announced. He called Trump in the announcement the most effective and influential president in our lifetime. He traveled around with him on his plane. He walked behind him. He carried his bags. He did whatever. Whatever you want. I'm no longer Big Bad John. I'm Trump's little bitty John. Whatever you want, sir. Whatever you want. And it got him nothing. It got him nothing. He knew Trump was wrong on January 6th. He said as much. He knew Trump was wrong about the tariffs. He knew Trump was wrong about Ukraine. he knows Trump is corrupt. John Cornyn is not an idiot. But he wasn't a big enough man to stand up for what he knew and say what he thought was right. He was a wee little small man. Small, weak John. Not big, bad John. Small, weak John. And small, weak John did what he thought he could do to stay in power because it was so important to him to have his little pin that says I'm a senator. And he still got fucking boned. He still got stomped on like a little bug. Like a wee little bug. And now it's a unapologetic corrupt grifter. And somebody who's just a total moral disgrace. Who is the rightful embodiment of the Texas Republican Party. And he will represent them as their nominee for Senate against James Tallarico. We'll see how that turns out. Stick around for more analysis of this breaking news. And also how it connects to what's going on in the Kentucky House race. We'll be back soon.
If you've been listening to this show for a while, you already know how much I love Sol's Out of Office THC gummies and their sparkling beverages. Now, they've launched something new just in time for the summer. Mood gummies. Sol is a wellness brand that makes delicious hemp-derived CBD and THC products designed to make feeling good simple. Sol's new mood gummies have precise dosing, clean ingredients, and formulations designed for predictable effects so you can choose how you want to feel while staying in control. And let me tell you, staying in control, kind of important. Instead of having a drink, you can take their Uplift gummies for the perfect buzz for a night out or when you're just winding down. Take their Mellow gummies for fully unplugging. My personal favorite is the Sol's Balance gummies, the perfect one to take when you're just listening to your favorite podcast. That's why I take so many of them. I'm always listening to Bulwark Takes. Whatever the moment, there's a Sol Mood gummy to match. Make today a good day and get yourself some Sol gummies. Right now, Sol is offering our audience 30% off your entire order. Go to GetSol.com and use code BulwarkTakes. That's GetSol.com, promo code BulwarkTakes for 30% off.
So, Tim, Westmore's office, the Maryland governor, went on to say, quote, Marylanders should look to the State Board of Elections for accurate information, not social media misinformation designed to undermine confidence in our elections. But has Trump already accomplished what he wants to accomplish, created a cloud of doubt that hangs over this election?
I don't think so. I mean, I think that that strategy could conceivably work when we get into the fall in other states. I think this is a big warning sign that everybody should take seriously. Obviously, there are going to be very important elections that are held via mail-in ballot. California's heavily mail, Colorado. Some of the key House races are in states that use a lot of mail-in elections, or a lot of mail-in ballots, rather. And I think that he will try to undermine those, even though he votes by mail. He voted by mail recently in Florida. The Maryland primary election is not that, right? I mean, obviously, just the facts are totally wrong. It's not like any wrong ballots came in. It was about the ballots that got sent to people. People can go get a new ballot. And this is nothing. Like, nothing. There are no fraudulent ballots that have gotten sent in. And again, it's a primary election, not a general election. So to me, this is just Trump trying to create a stir. And you know, he's going to continue to do that over and over again. And he will only do it if they lose, and he won't do it if they win. We know the playbook by now. You know, one tactic I would think about looking at that Westmore response. I agreed with everything he said. I'd maybe add to it, considering the other big news item out today, this $1.8 billion slush fund that Donald Trump has that they're going to hand out to people who were allegedly victimized by Justice Department politicization. It seems like Wes Moore is now a victim of politicization by the Justice Department. They're going after him on false pretenses. And I do think that the people who are victims right now of this Justice Department should be applying for those funds and going to court to try to get those funds to try to highlight the insanity of the corruption that is happening inside the Trump administration.
Well, and let's not forget, Tim, just a handful of months ago, the president himself voted by mail. Remember?
Yeah.
Because of the fact that I'm president of the United States, I did a mail-in ballot for elections that took place in Florida because I felt I should be here instead of being in the beautiful sunshine.
You were in Palm Beach, sir, the last few weekends.
That's right. And I decided that I was going to vote by mail-in ballot because I couldn't be there.
You and I both, he said he couldn't be there, but he agreed that he had been there for the past two weekends. But I guess if you believe that 2020 election was stolen, or that there is no election integrity, or that anybody who wins who you didn't vote for is suspect, you're not changing minds. Are we at a place of parity, I think, is my question, where you're not changing minds one way or another?
Look, I think maybe. I think there are people in the Donald Trump MAGA, you know, who are just committed to that movement, and who that movement is part of their identity, that are never going to be convinced by this. But Donald Trump won a lot of new votes in 2024. And I think that looking at all the ways that he's corrupting the system and undermining the system is important for the Democrats to win some of those votes back. And that's why I tried to tie this to this $1.8 billion that Trump is stealing from the American taxpayer and giving to his allies and people that stormed the Capitol on January 6th as part of this 2020 election fraud. Like, all these things are tied together, including, look, here in Louisiana, thinking about mail-in votes and people's votes not being counted. They nullified the votes of about 40,000 people that voted via absentee ballot here in a red state in Louisiana. I presume many of those were Republican votes. They canceled those votes because of the Supreme Court ruling in the Voting Rights Act. So, I do think that there's a way to win some people over on this. Obviously, it's frustrating to be continuing to talk about this 6 years later, but I don't think that the right thing to do is just throw up your hands and just deal with the fact that this is inevitable.
Yeah, this is fascinating, Tim Massey. You heard him, said this could be the biggest revenge loss ever for Trump. Do you think he can win? And if he does, could it potentially pour, I don't know, some cold water on the idea that every Republican has to fear Donald Trump?
Yeah. Well, I think this is an important race for that reason, Chris. I do think it's an uphill battle for Massey. If you look at the polls, he's winning among voters basically under the age of 50, 55, and he's getting absolutely crushed among older voters. I think that probably is not a great sign for him. I like the types of people that turn, you know, tend to be older voters that turn out more, particularly in these kind of midterm primary elections, as opposed to, a general election. So I think it's going to be tough for him, but I think he's done something really important. And even if he loses close, it's really important, which is he bucked Trump, he stuck to his guns, and he ran a campaign unapologetically about the areas where he and Trump disagree. And nobody's really done that. Like, when Liz Cheney bucked Trump, she ran, but it was kind of a quixotic campaign. I don't think she even really thought that she could win. You know, Bill Cassidy totally backed off all of his critiques of Trump and tried to run as a MAGA person. Massey is running a unique experiment here. And I think even if he, gets 45% of the vote in a Republican primary, that's pretty telling about Donald Trump losing some political altitude. And as he mentioned, it is a total outrage and telling that the Secretary of War, Defense, Pete Hegseth, in the middle of a war, we're in war right now with Iran, flew to Kentucky to try to primary him. I think that is pretty outrageous. And again, even if Ed Massey loses, telling that they felt like they needed to do that.
So from a 30-second commercial to breaking news, Tim, for you, Donald J. Trump on Truth Social, and it's pretty long, has posted that he is endorsing in the Texas Senate runoff Ken Paxton. No huge surprise. The incumbent, John Cornyn, said just yesterday that, that ship has sailed. He was not expecting the endorsement. Wow. But it's interesting when you, and I've only skimmed it, to be fair, because it was just handed to me. He called Ken a true MAGA warrior who has always delivered for Texas. It's not until paragraph 4 he brings up John Cornyn, where he says, he's a good man. I worked well with him, but he was not supportive of me when times were tough, which is pretty much Donald Trump's decision making in a nutshell. Yeah. Support me or else.
I don't know. I think this is pretty telling. It's a little bit of a back down for Trump. Cornyn won. They're in a runoff now. So in the first round of balloting, Cornyn had the lead. And Trump had said he was going to endorse the person that won the first round of balloting because he didn't want this long, drawn out primary, thought it might hurt the eventual nominee against James Tallarico. Huge backlash among his supporters, MAGA supporters, to that idea that he would endorse Cornyn. And then he kind of went quiet on the race for a while. For him to now flip and endorse Paxton, who lost in the first round, To me, I think shows it's kind of a similar story to the Massey story. He's worried about losing ground really for the first time in a long time with his MAGA base. And while, you know, they might not have a majority in opposition to him, the fact that he feels the need to try to shore that up by endorsing Ken Paxton, a very risky bet, tons of baggage, and very possible that he could lose to James Tallarico, and that could be the deciding vote in the Senate. I think making such a risky bet to appease his MAGA allies shows you that Trump's worried about losing altitude with his own base.
There's a new poll from the Barbara Jordan Public Policy Research and Survey Center at Texas Southern University, and what that found was a razor-thin margin between the two potential candidates. It found Senator John Cornyn leading Democrat James Tallarico by 1% in a hypothetical matchup. Ken Paxton and James Tallarico are tied at 45%. So obviously, these are results within the margin of error. Now, I just got this from Tallarico for Texas, which is the statement they put out. And he said, as I said on primary night, it doesn't matter who wins this runoff. We already know what we're running against, the billionaire mega donors and their corrupt political system. So I wonder, when you take all of that information together, Tim, what you make of it.
Well, look, I think it's going to be still a tough race for James Tallarico. It's Texas, after all. But this is obviously a preferable opponent, and it makes sense that he doesn't want to say that. But it helps them make that case against corruption, which he's been making on the campaign trail during the primary. You know, to have an opponent who is corrupt, who'd been indicted, who's going to be backed by, you know, the big donors in the Epstein class, I think that makes his case much easier. It's going to be a challenging race. I think the Tallarico has run a good campaign so far and recognizes that he's got to win over some Trump voters. And I think the Paxton nomination makes that case a little bit easier for him in what's going to be a tough race. And I just have to say, a really humiliating moment for John Cornyn, who was, you know, at times independent and bipartisan. It's true on the Hill. But during this campaign, did not do what Thomas Massey did. And he sucked up to Trump as much as possible and really groveled in front of Trump to try to get his endorsement and win him over, and to have the rug pulled out for him in the end here, and for that to be the end of his career, I think is pretty embarrassing.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That 2-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.